Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
Goodbye to you.
The state's long, seemingly never-ending nightmare is over today.
The air is fresher, food tastes better.
Gov gets the F out today.
Bye-bye.
It really felt like it was never going to happen.
Oh, I know. It was like we would say, Gov's got to go, you know, 132 days. And then it would seem like 6 months went by, and we would say, 130 days.
Yeah. 140 days.
Oh, my God. How long is this going to take?
When
is it going to end?
Wait for Sicilian pizza. Hurry up.
And the guy didn't do the break. Over break. He was writing checks like bananas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy's just... He has no concept of money, how the whole thing works. Like, people work for it.
Yep.
It's just, it's monopoly money. We'll print more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Yeah, they're not Doritos, sir.
Yeah. And the guy can't just leave, right?
Of course not, no.
Just get out, you know? You ever see, you know, someone complaining at a restaurant, and they're like, you know, just get out.
Yeah, so the restaurant, just go.
It's real easy. Just go.
Exactly.
You'll be happier. We'll be happier. Just leave.
Turn around, go out the door, go to your car, open it, get inside, start it, and drive off.
But now it's all about crafting the legacy, like how people will remember him. And I'm sorry. I don't care how many letters you write. I don't care how many interviews you do. I don't care how many surrogates you have out there trying to frame your administration. You were the biggest dick we've ever had as a governor.
Right.
And we may have had problems before you got in, but you didn't solve them. You made them worse.
Yeah, you inflamed them. You're an inflamed dick.
That's my predecessor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you showed up to a house fire and poured gas on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Then you were an asshole about it. Sorry. You're a dick.
Yep.
But he can't just go. He has to, like, write a letter. And this is one of those, okay, maybe if I write a nice letter, this is how they'll remember me.
They'll say, oh, what a nice governor he was.
You know what this is? This is
denial.
The a-hole teacher who made your life a living nightmare all 4 years of high school. Then, at graduation, they get up and they give this letter from, like, it's like, who is that? That's not you. This may be someone you want to be, but that's not who you are.
Seriously.
Oh, as you go out into the world. What?
Yeah.
You would seek me out to torment me.
Exactly. I need therapy.
You're not a nice person. You don't wish me well.
You're not nice at all.
You're not grateful to know this class. You hated this class.
Mm-hmm. Right. You MF'd us the whole time.
That's what this letter is. This is the commencement speech letter. This is the letter from the teacher at the high school graduation. It's like, no, you're not that person. Sorry.
Man.
You want to hear some of it?
I would love to.
Yeah.
All right. I'll read a couple of pieces of it second.
Yeah, trying to
you
throw
know,
up.
Today, Governor-elect Ned Lamont becomes Governor Lamont, the 89th governor of Connecticut. He'll be sworn in this afternoon, and then there's an inauguration parade. It will step off at the Armory, turning east on Capitol Avenue. It's going to pass by the state capitol, and it turns north on Trinity Street, and then ends at the intersection of Trinity Street and Elm Street. All of that means plan for road closures around the state capitol and the state armory.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
There you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's funny that this is going to be one of those parades. That, I don't know. You ever go to a parade and, you know, maybe you're on a float or whatever, but there's like no one there?
Yeah, very sparse.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be below sparse. Like, no one cares.
Yeah, you're waving to people, just waiting for the bus.
What's going
to
be in the parade, right?
Even Uber.
You know, the Christmas parade, Santa Claus is at the end. So I'm guessing Ned's at the end?
Yeah.
Walking and waving?
Right.
Like, who cares?
Right. Oh, look, there he is.
Who cares?
Right.
Is he throwing out candy?
So we're going to have a marching band?
Right. Do we get beads?
Are you going to have a float? What are you going to have? You're not going to have any floats.
Do you have to flash them? No.
Yeah. Who cares? What's the point?
Right. Just get to work.
I feel like most parades, they don't allow you to throw stuff anymore. Candy or anything.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that it would be a better, it would be symbolic to say, yeah, there's no parade. We're getting to work. Yeah, we're gonna get sworn in. We're going over to and talking to the legislators, and then I'm getting to work. There's too much to be done.
Got to roll my sleeves up now. Hurry up.
If we get some of that stuff done, then there'll be a parade.
Then we'll have a parade.
Right. To celebrate the job you've done.
Right. We're going to have a parade when we solve Connecticut's problems.
Right. Then we'll all come down.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, he has run for office like 100 times, so why not have a parade?
Yeah, really?
It's been 10 years of running.
Yeah.
Third time lucky.
A lot of his own money, too.
Yeah.
So after the parade, he'll make a State of the State address. Does anyone really care about these things? State of the State.
Yeah, the state is catatonic.
Yeah, we all know.
Yep. Screwed.
We're all hoping that we get out of this. So if you want to give a state, we don't need to know the state of the state. Tell us how you're going to get us out of this state.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get the ballast pump
not
going.
Literally, but this, you know.
Get the ballast
financial
going.
State. And I don't know how it's going to be any different than the speech he gave after he won the election. You know, just, I don't know, reread that one.
Right.
All right, so here's Governor Malloy's open letter to Connecticut residents, and I'm just going to paraphrase here. Dear Connecticut residents, this week I'll leave office after 8 years of serving you as governor. And I dispute that. I don't feel like he served us. I feel like he served him.
Oh, he served us all right.
We got served.
Yep.
It's been the best, hardest, most rewarding job I will ever have, and I am deeply thankful for you for allowing me to serve. I'd like to leave you with a few brief parting thoughts about our state and my hopes for its future. You know, you had 8 years.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah. Just leave the cab fare on the dresser. We're good.
While we often disagree among ourselves about how our government should operate or what it should seek to accomplish, always remember. See, now here he is telling us how we should think.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Always.
You remember me the way I tell you to remember me.
Yeah. Our common interests and beliefs far outweigh the differences between us.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I'm not feeling that.
No.
I'm sorry. I have a brain of my own. That's been his problem for 8 years. Everybody has a brain of their own. The legislators, the people. And he's like, well, why are you idiots? Like, not to, you know, just do it my way.
Yeah. I'm smart. I'm telling you how to do things.
And here it is again. Like, he can't leave without saying, you're going to have to think of me the way I'm telling you to think of me. We all want good schools, safe and healthy communities, well-paved roads, beautiful parks, a clean environment, and basic services for those in need.
Yeah, where is it?
We all agree Connecticut should continue to make wise and responsible decisions in developing its budgets, particularly when it comes to paying down the debt of past generations. There he goes.
Yep. He caused it.
Past generations.
No, you added to it, sir.
Right. There were some bills from past generations, but man, we have some real big ones now.
Yeah, you went on a shopping spree instead of paying them.
Exactly. Hey, how about a stupid bus line?
Oh, I got a credit card.
Yeah. And then remember, he was running for re-election and gave everyone rebate checks?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And the list goes on and on. All of these things come at a cost to you, the taxpayer. It's a balance we strike, a spectrum of decisions on spending and revenue that becomes our biggest or our budget each year. However you feel about any given budget item, I hope you remember that as a state, we generally agree that we should collectively pay for these things. Anyone who promises you something for nothing, especially your elected officials, is ignoring the basic truth and therefore not giving you the whole story. Hey, he's calling people liars. Like, just go. Just go.
Yeah, just go.
A couple more insults.
He's like, basically saying, I told you the truth. These other guys, they're liars.
Yeah, but you hokum.
You can't trust those people.
Yeah,
no. Trust me. Trust my face.
No. Oh, because he's never lied to us.
We're not going
to
raise taxes.
Or how about, will you take full responsibility for the state of our economy, good or bad, 2 years from now?
Sure. I own it. Of course I will.
You know who should get blamed? My predecessors.
Smooth.
He never owned it.
No.
I am deeply optimistic about Connecticut's future, and I urge you to nurture your optimism as well.
That's why he's leaving?
As I said, we are a kind and resilient people. However, we're often too quick to criticize ourselves and our great state. Because he never has.
We're getting our ass kicked. And we're getting our ass kicked because you can't get from place A to place B in Connecticut.
See, you could only disrespect the state if you're him.
Yeah.
Right.
We're good now.
All right, then we go to the end. Here are his final words to Connecticut. Thank you. May God bless you, and may God bless the great state of Connecticut.
We only had two words for him.
One of them was you.